You will hear a lecture on urban development. Before you listen, read the statements below. Then listen to the lecture and complete each sentence choosing the best option, A to C. Two listenings should be enough to complete the task. Urban development. By 2600 BC, some Harappan settlements of the Indus Valley civilization had grown into cities containing thousands of people. Their sudden appearance seems to have been the result of a deliberate, well-developed plan. The streets of major cities were also laid out in an imperfect grid pattern with a hierarchy of streets, commercial boulevards to small residential alleyways, somewhat comparable to that of present-day New York. The houses were protected from noise, odors, and thieves. The urban plan found in these cities included the world's first urban sanitation systems. The ancient Romans used a consolidated scheme for city planning, developed for military defense and civil convenience. Many European towns still preserve some elements of this scheme, as in Turin. The basic plan is a central plaza with city services, surrounded by a compact grid of streets and surrounded by a wall for defense. To reduce travel time, two diagonal streets cross the square grid corner to corner, passing through the central square. A river usually flows through the city to provide water and transport and carry away sewage. Many cities in Latin American civilizations also followed urban planning, including sewage systems and running water. Mexico Tenochtitlan, the capital of the Aztec Empire, at its height was one of the largest cities in the world, with close to 250,000 inhabitants. During the last two centuries in the Western world, Western Europe, North America, Japan, and Australasia, planning and architecture have gone through various stages. Firstly, there was the industrialized city of the 19th century, where control of building was largely held by businesses and the wealthy elite. Around the turn of the 20th century, there began to be a movement for providing people, and factory workers in particular, with healthier environments. The concept of garden cities arose, and some model towns were built. However, these were mostly small-scale in size, usually restricted to only a few thousand residents. It wasn't until the 1920s when modernism began to surface. A modernist city was to be a sort of efficient, practical utopia. There were plans for large-scale rebuilding of cities, such as Paris in France, though nothing major happened until the devastation caused by the Second World War. After this, some modernist buildings and communities were built. However, they were cheaply constructed and brought many social problems. Modernism ended in the 1970s when the building of the cheap, uniform, high-rise blocks ended in many countries, such as Britain and France. Since then, many have been demolished and in their place, more conventional housing has been built. Rather than making everything uniform and perfect, planning now concentrates on individualism and diversity in society and the economy. This is the postmodernist era.